아니 뭐 선인 말하자 불신이 났나? 그러니까 다 쌓여야지. 그런 디퍼런스에 쌓는 디퍼런스 우리 비쌀 것 같아요. 그래서 만미가 센터에 이제 because of which character when he was in India, he was known to so many chiefs also from, as the secretary of the Indian mission. One day, he found that he told not a cardboard he had, that he will put that into the box and then that will come, though he will be able to cook something. No money. But he's not disappointed. He says, now the morning in a near park, he's taking the beets, pointing the beets and now he's taking Hare Krishna beets. Suddenly he found that in that park there are so many plants and shrubs. He found something dangling there on the earth. He came and after removing the earth he found the sea water. Small, and he took it with his water and he traced Sankhachapra Galapadam and according to Chaitanya Charitamrita Siddhartha Sanhita he came to see and that mutual Vasudeva. According to the arrangement of the Astra, Sankhachakra Galapadam, according to the arrangement of the hands. Sankhachakra Galapadam, then Sankhachakra Galapadam in this way is the different names. According to the arrangement of the Astra, he found that he was Bhakti. Then he began to worship. Then that very day he came back, nothing to eat. But suddenly, as the maid servant that used to brush the and wash the utensils, she came with the paper that was given in the box, postal box. But when he took out the other letters that was left there, and that woman came with that, is it useful for me, please? Then he saw, the Dabhana Maharaj sent a check on his phone. He wrote letters to so many people already acquainted with him. Dabhana responded, £100. Sent in check. Then of course he was satisfied and that he had no money at all in his bank. He went to the bank to cash it. And the bank says, yes, the check. I said, but you are that Goswami, how I call not? Some identification is necessary. Then, already he gave a lecture there with Lord Jetland and the chair. And so many other respectful men also present in the meeting. Suddenly he found that a copy of paper there in. And he got it and showed to the sufficient life partner and meditation. Then he said, you have this Goswami, yes, your appearance and the name, of course, it is duty. So, then I go to the other man for him to check what's going on. And from the man, penniless, they have to experience that condition there, the sun, the wonder, glorious night. He took sannyas from me. As sannyasi disciple, is that the son of God. He took sannyas from me. He was my senior godfather. After the departure of our Guru Maharaj, first sannyas was taken by him and from the next case of him. He was very brave and efficient in the sun. Single handed, he could fight with men and rakes. Such powerful, half men, he was invincible. After one says, so, he was asking a man in Ambala, you should give something, but the service of Krishna. I have no faith. I have no faith. No, no, you should give something. No, never. I must take it from you. I must take it from you, then I shall leave the place. I don't go without doing some good to you. How you can take? It is my money. If I do not pay, how can you take? I must take. I won't. I must do some sukriti to you. I have come for that. So fighting going on, I am standing on the side. He is also white clad, I am also white clad at that time. With curiosity I am wondering what the man says, it is true. The money is his, and if he does not pay, then how he can get? But still, people say, no, persisting. I must take, then I shall go. Without that, I won't go. I say, you are a pasanda, and I must do some sukriti to you. I open the door. I shall open the door for you. In this stage, he is coming fighting. And so many men flocked there. And after hearing, they all pressed that man. Only give something. You know he is representing a particular institution. And they are doing some service. Why you are so much determined that you won't pay for them? Give something. Then like that, the rupee, he handed the button. And not 1 rupee, I am taking 1 lakh. Because it is very difficult to get give you any sukriti, to create sukriti for you. Very Krishna will reward me profusely because I am able to give some sukriti to you. That's right. At least you are. That's in this way.
That's a great song.
Did he give to them?
Yeah, you were very good. Gauri Amar people, they have come to beg, not to beg, but to give. They want to give something, and only in the ordinary they take something, but really they come to give something, most value. The connection, they want to make connection with the divinity, with the highest type of divinity, Krishna consciousness, the determination. is to connect anyone and everyone with Krishna consciousness in any way or other. That is their attitude. Not an ordinary beggar that one tries to buy some 1 lakh, 2 lakh, that is, they are satisfied with the money. No. They come to the, with this consciousness. Energy is being wasted. Energy is directing you in this mundane world, and all the results are good. Up, down, action, reaction. But to connect with Nirguna was it. To connect with Saguna, the encirclement of the Sapna world, to connect with Nirguna, the permanent play. That connection to give, that is Sukriti. To give connection to the people with the eternal play of love. That is that. Anyhow, Hari is Sukriti. Must be conscious of that. Always, what is indispensable, and that is the connection of those results with the genuine soul. That is all important factor. The connection with the transcendent, all important. That is what is in considerable character. Pastava Srinal Lukam no hunti only buddhati. If we can find the connection with there, then our transformation may be of such order that if we kill, if we destroy the whole of the Brahmanda, we are not affected in any way. The connection is such a plane. Such a plane which can take us to adjustment with such great happiness, great events. That what to speak of destroying one jiva, one animal or one man, this is nothing. Even you can destroy the whole creation, you will remain unaffected by that grief of the grief. Such grief is there, and we are to have connection with that grief of life. That grief of life. Krishna consciousness. The vilash is soul. The destruction is life. That is so. The destruction is life there. The destruction in the ordinary sense, that is also life-giving to the proper persons that are being destroyed. Amply benefited. The desirable death. Death we are facing every moment. Every life. There is life, there is death. There is death. But such a death which can kill the death itself, forever. Such death is there. So that is desirable, that is help to the dying man, and so the man who is the cause of such death, he also gets uplifted. It is possible. It is such. It is such. The cause of harmony is of such wonderful character. That it may be such. And how, by approaching towards him, will the charm to find his way. That a wonderful stride. Adhutakram, Urukram. His strides are wonderful, unthinkable, unknown and unknowable. Stride. His padakhi. Wonder. how much of the environment we are acquainted with is nothing. Om Aschajyavat Pashyati Koshchi Denam Aschajyavat Vaduti Tathiva Channo Aschajyavat Channam Unna Sinoti Suttapenam Vedana Teiva Koshchi. None can finish. At every step he feels wonder, and still he can no finish. No end of that feeling. Wonder of wonder, wonder of wonder, and no finish. Such engagement, such is infinite. Krishna is such. Krishna is such. The Brahmas have come. And the Brahma of this Brahmanda. When you went to see Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna asked the mediator that what Brahma, which Brahma has come? The Brahma was astonished. Which Brahma? Then there are other Brahmas also. Say that I am father of Sanatan, Chatushan, and four-headed Brahma. You just informed. Then he went. Yes, take him in. He went. And Krishna knew his temperament. He saw that so many Brahma are gathered there. And they are 100-headed, 1,000-headed, million-headed Brahma are there. He is seeing Krishna as well as those Brahma. Other Brahma, they do not know anything. So I say, the basis is that of hypnotism. The whole creation is his hypnotism. This Brahma can say, other Brahma, they do not say. They say that Krishna has come in my Brahmanda, and he has called for me some necessity. That's all. But this Brahma, he is seeing that all day. Because he inquired that which Brahma, what is the meaning of which Brahma? Are there any other Brahma? The wonder. No midyate prabhu vise toridam varaya guyyamutam shakari vichya lasam mukhaya vannasya ji kavala vetta vishanu vim lakhasi madhupadi pasupam vajaya. Brahma, when he had first suspicion that who is he, this boy, this cow boy? Who is he? His ways are very questionable. His movement in such a way, he does not care for anyone. He is within my Brahmanda, but he does not care to know me. What is this attitude? Who is he? He is not Narayan, only above me there is Narayan. His ways and manners I am accustomed, But this boy is not that Narayan. Anything can exist you. Who has Narayan? It is impossible. Then what is the matter? So he, to test him, he took away the cowboys and also the calves, and putting them somewhere else in the cave, he has again, after a year, has come to see the ways and manners there, how he is doing. Then also he found, yes, as he found, first, the same position he has. 1 year after 1 year he has come But he's finding that he's in the same position with the rod in his under his armpit, and there is some marshal on his hood. He's out as if in search of his friends and the stolen cups in this way. And everything is going on as it is. Then Brahma, what is this? Then have they come back without my notice? He then attended the very cable that they are there, as he kept seeing them. They are there. Then what is this? I stole, they are all here, deposited here. And still, when I go there, everything is all right. No harm. Then, of course, you're perplexed and fell at his feet. I could not recognize you, my Lord. And what fault on my part? You have come to play such a plain part. How one can believe you that you are even, you hold the greater position even than that of Narayana? But whatever I have done, I want to be pardoned. No vidyate bhravabhushi paridam balaya. You are Bhanarama entity. I know, come to know how I bow down to you. Tibhravabhushi. Your body is like that of black cloud. Abhravabhushi. Cloud. Black cloud. And that is some mystic representation. Black is generally cannot be detected. Attaridam varaya. But your dress of yellow color help you to know what you are. It is sensibility, carrying sensibility, bearing with Narayana, Pitavasa. Pitavasa, black body and the yellow dress, that gives some hint towards the personification of Narayana Vishnu, Taridambaraya. You are unknown and unable yourself. But your dress, your potency makes you known to us by this yolo potency, the color of Radharani, the Shakti, your own potency, that is of yolo color. Your greatness, your magnanimity, your nobility, your beauty, charm can be known through heart. Known through heart. Taridambaraya. Namidyate prabhuji. Taridambaraya. Gunyavadamsav paripichalasam mukhaya. So many plain things are ornaments to you. In our consideration, what is gorgeous and of splendor, we don't find anything about that here in Vrindavan. But in Vaikuntha we are accustomed to find those things. But this is a new plane where you have come to show your play. Here we find, we come across a new conception, and wonderful, rain and the charming. Rain, yet attracting most the devotee. Gunyavadam shakaripicca lasanamkara. Karipicca. With simple things, ordinary things, you have decorated yourself. But it is not so extraordinary, charm you find there. It is impossible to understand and to describe. Rather, they are trying to show your most ordinary position of a cowboy. The position of a cowboy, which is a negligible position in this world of creation. But in such a position, so wonderful and charming, all attractive fear, yeah, hypnotizing us. Kamalaveta Vishana Venu Lakhasi Mirupadi Pasupangaya. And your movement is very slow but sure. Abhudubhai. Your movement is such that you don't care for anything else in this world. Though in a very simple and a lower position you are, but your gesture, posture, your outlook, your movement, you don't care of anything in this world. Such mixture with plainness and the highest the conception of things, mixed, garbed, dressed in a very plain thing, it has given a very nice and a very wonderful expression, charming. Such things of ordinary value may be so charming. Being creator also, I fail to understand what is this creation. I am proud that I have created so many things in the world, but I am lost to see the beauty of the environment here. What is this? What is that? Lakhasri Madhupade Pasupangaya. Movement is slow but sure and beautiful. Madhupade Pasupangaya. You may be the son of that human being, even that who kissed the cow, not the high status in the society or in the scripture. But is this your personality? Wherever you can go, you can make it to hold the highest position. What is this? Madhupade Pasupangaya. Wherever you be, my vanity expired, defeated. Defeated you, I am taking with you. I surrender. Please help me understand what you are here in this humble surrender. Madhvacharya, he, in his conception of Acharya mentality, he could not harmonize with this Brahma-Mohan chapter with Guru. The Sampradaya Guru, the first inaugurating Guru of the Sampradaya, Brahma-Mohan, Madhya Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya have omitted these two chapters of Brahma-Mohan from Bhagavata. But Mahaprabhu, he did not. he accepted Caesar's edition, belonging to Vishuddhadvaita, a Vishnu Shah, Raghumat. They are followers of Raghumat, the Vishnu Shah Sampradaya, the branch of which is Ballav Sampradaya at present, many in number, especially in the Gujarat side, the Ballavis. Vrindavan also found a new Gokul, the new Dwaraka they have established, the Ballavi school. They are followers of Raghumat. Sridhar Swami belongs to that section. And he has accepted those Brahma Mohan, two chapters in his book, and has given his commentary. Mahaprabhu accepted that Chaitanya, there you find mention, but Madhvacharya, he could not accommodate. But how Guru may be seduced, how he is all knowing, he could not tolerate that. Guru may not know everything, may not be omniscient. He could not accommodate this idea, this Madhava. But Mahaprabhu did that. Because our Guru Maharaj used to tell, we are worshippers of sonhood of Godhead, not fatherhood. Not the extreme point, as the creator or as the controller, but the sonhood, he's in the center, he's not in the circumference anywhere, his position. And not one side, from one side, he's furnishing everything, creating everything, he's at the back. No, he's in the center. That is the conception of Bhagavatam. Sonhood, consorthood, family expression. Yeah, he's there. And his extension, his vaibhav, is emanating from him, going outside, all going around all sides. He's at the center. So, the father is controlling him, mother is abusing him, punishing him. He is also shown to fall at the feet of his beloved. That is also we have to accomplish. And why? What for? The pain, the love, the mind. That can make him such. So how highly precious thing that love divine is, after liberation, then the service of calculation, and then at the highest plane of whole creation, our whole world, eternal, reigns the love, the prayer. And that all emanates from one personality, Sri Radhika. Emanating just as rays light emanating from the sun. So she is at the center, and it's her extension on all sides. Baladev, one hand, supplying the energy, the existence, maintaining at the background. And the ecstatic side is controlled by that particular potency, which can make the absolute independence a ball in the play of her hand. So you see, it is inconceivable
it is incalculable. It is such. Aham bhakta paradhino jhasatantri vaddiyo. Yes? I am. I have freely accepted this subjugation of my devotee. Yes, Durvasa. I have got no independence of my own. The bhaktas, the devotees, their treatment towards me is of such wonderful way that that makes me subservient to them. It is so charming, so loving, that prem, Bhagavat prem. Pancham Purusharth, the fifth end of life, and the Mahaprabhu came with that news to this world, Nityananda Prabhu. What is prem? Love divine, how powerful, how charming, how wonderful. And we may have the taste of that nectar, and the life also in that nectar, portion of nectar, living in the plain, living in the oasis of that plain, love of the ocean of love, ocean of nectar. This is our highest object. The personality can be maintained. We should necessarily not dive deep and lose our own personality. Individuality, it is not necessary at all. But prem is of such nature. Amar Nahito Ami, you are living, but you are living on his behalf. The whole soul converted into his service. That's a wonderful thing. You can keep your personality still for the interest of Krishna, of the whole, of the absolute. No selfish, no separate, there's no conception of separate interest. Separate is existence. The merging, not physical, this mortal merging, not losing individuality, merging. Mamatma bhuyayata kalpate vai. Tato bhushate tad anantaram. They enter into me. To me means I am person in my family. Among the circles of my friends, he enters. Vishati tadanantaram. Atma bhujaya kalpati. He becomes as if my own. That means without losing your personality, you can be fully my own. It is living merging, not physical and dead merging into Brahma. That is real. It is above this original conception of merging into the, to lost oneself into the ocean of consciousness, as compared with our Sushupti, the sound sleep, not that. Very sweet. We may lost in swimming in the sweet ocean. Ocean of sweetness. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Manvijyate Prabhuji. So Mahaprabhu has accepted. Prabhupada once told Parvat Maharaj, when Krishna, when Radharani left the Ras Leela, seeing, looking, tracing, that all dealt almost equally, equal treatment to one and all. That did not satisfy her. All of same help. So she suddenly disappeared. That was, there is a competition of singing, dancing to please Krishna in a wonderful transcendental way. And Radharani, at the last moment, she showed her skill in all these plays, pastimes, and suddenly disappeared. And Krishna, he was engaged in that combined singing and dancing, suddenly found that Radharani is absent. So left, he left the home and left for search of Radharani and met her in the way. And when, after going for some time, Radharani told that I can't move, I can't walk more. If you like to go somewhere else, you have to carry me, I can't go. And Krishna disappeared. Disappeared suddenly. This question was put by Parvati Maharaj to our Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj answered, he was little disturbed to hear such question. Apparently, here, with disregard of Radharani, so he could not tolerate such question even. He could not tolerate by his nature. So much partiality towards Radharani that he could not, he was not supposed to hear anything against her. As if he told, what do you find about devotion here? In a mood, a rather excited mood, he answered Parvati Maharaj, what bhakti do you find here that you have asked to put this question to me? Rejected. He could not tolerate even such inquiry. This came to me. I tried to find what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written as his, let's say, anuvad. Anuvad means translation of this sloka. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has harmonized in this way that Krishna wanted to experience, wanted to experience in such stage, if I vanish, what will be the mentality in her? Only to experience that event, he did like this. To enjoy that sort of circumstance, helplessness, in the dark night in the jungle, how she can fare, what can be her attitude, to enjoy. Then of course he came in. The Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, could not tolerate even. What is devotion? Then where is devotion? Is devotion proper to be traced where? Devotion is there in its flying color, where the absolute becomes subservient to the devotee. And the positive becomes powerless near negative. The negative is so powerful, the positive as if losing its existence, separate, something like that.